Any comments in terms of your clinical experience dealing with some of the toxicities that you've talked about? You mentioned GI problems with abemaciclib. When do they start? What do you see? Do you do anything preemptively?
I don't do anything prophylactically. I talk to the patients and I ask them. They usually start soon after we start the CDK4/6 inhibitor. And I've usually looked at loperamide as my go-to medication. And in most cases, it's relatively well controlled with that. Now, when you look at the other two, you're dealing with ANC decreases. And the question is, how stringent do you want to be? When we first were exposed to these drugs, we were following the guidelines. And if any patient had an ANC less than 1,000, we were stopping and rechecking. And now I think most of us have moved away from that approach because what I got to was starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping. Because the guidelines didn't really say you should dose reduce. They said you can dose reduce. So patients seem to be doing fine. The risk of neutropenic fever is pretty low with these drugs. The risk of infection is a little bit higher. So maybe in the more vulnerable patient population, a little older patient, something to keep in mind. But in the majority of patients, I haven't seen much as far as infections. And if I do, it's usually grade one or two. So nothing that will require hospitalization. So I tend to be way more lenient with my ANC checking than I used to be.
What do you do in terms of dose reduction, though?
I will dose reduce if a patient has fever, if they see them having an infection. And the good news is that the data combined from all three of them is showing that dose reduction does not compromise efficacy. So I'm very comfortable dose reducing these patients without thinking that I'm compromising how the drug is going to work.
That's interesting. You mentioned a patient going to surgery. If you know in advance that a patient needs minor surgery, major surgery, or tooth extraction, for example, do you take that into account in terms of the scheduling related to the CDK, particularly obviously with palbo and ribo?
I do. I think that's where you might run into more issues if you think of a tooth extraction in somebody who has a neutrophil count of 0.7 or 0.8, that probably, might get you in trouble. So I usually will think of using abemaciclib or delay the CDK4/6 inhibitor if I have the luxury to do that.